We're holding on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says we're going to go back to that sugya about a carbon tumit. Gufa Boloi Lekerem Mizrachis Tzvenis. There are four corners on the Mizbeach. And when we zorik the dam has to go on all four sides of the Mizbeach. So Boloi, we're talking about a carbon tomid. Every day, twice a day, a carbon tomid is brought. A carbon tomid is actually a oila, which is kuloi kolul on the Mizbeach. That's what it's classified as. But this Gemara is amir dike chedish. So normally an oila has a distinction that you make two zrikas shtayim shein arba. We always hear that expression. What does shtayim shein arba mean? You make two zrikas which accomplish four sides. Because if you do it in the corner correctly, so when the blood hits the corner, it goes on two sides. Every corner, by definition, has two sides. So you do it on one corner, and then you do it on the opposite corner on the other side, and you accomplish with two zrikas four sides. Correct? However, that's what you do by an oila. A chatos is more stringent. I don't know if it's more stringent. A chatos has two things that it needs. A, it has to be zoruk on all four sides and not to utilize this minimal way of one, two, which are in two corners, which are four. You need an actual four for a chatos. So that needs a nesinas arba. That's what a chatos. Also, right, that's what a chatos. And it happens to be, we're going to see a difference in the Gemara where you do it. On the upper part of the Mizbeach or on the lower part? An oila you'll do on the lower part, and the chatos you'll do on the upper part.
By behemah.
And then there's a third, we just said the difference is, an oila is kulei kolul, and a chatos is not kulei kolul. Part of it is eaten by the kohanim. So now we have this carbon tomid. Till we came to this Gemara, carbon tomid was an oila. Oila is tomid. It's an oila. And the fact is, you are kolul, you're makter it kulei kolul. You put it up to burn on the Mizbeach, complete. So, obviously, what would you think the zrikas should be? Shtayin shein arba. Abo, but state in the Gemara, v'toni ala Reb Shimon ish ha-mitzvah. Mishne betomid, baloi kerem mizrachis tzvaynis. The first zrika you do nice in mizrachis tzvaynis. That you do, shtayin. Marov is droimis, nois in marov, avachach nois in droimis. Oh, l'chaira, what do you mean? Why are you putting it on two sides completely and not making a corner zrika? My time at Reb Shimon isha mitzvah? Omer Reb Yechanan mishum chadve Reb Yanai, from one of Reb Yanai's talmidim, omakro, usir izim echod l'chatos l'Hashem. Al oilas atomid ye osev eniskay. The simple reading of this pasuk is talking about by Rosh Chodesh, and it's by Rosh Chodesh you have to bring a separate musaf, which is a chatos. But we're going to make like a zadrash in the pasuk, since it says lechatos Hashem al oilas atomid. So we're imposing onto the oilas tomid that it is also a chatos, right? That's what it is. Oilahi. This is all Reb Shimon ish mitzvah. Va'omar rachmone ovid ba maise chatos. Leave it an oila in its essence. But part of its procedure has to be done as a chatos. Okay, tzad. How do you give it a little bit of a chatosness? Noisen achashi shtayim kemaise oila. You put it in the corner, so it should be on two sides. Shtayim, shein shtayim, kemaisa chatos. On the other two sides, you don't utilize the corner procedure. You do each one. So that's way it's a chatos. Now, that's how it's a chatos. So it's an oila by the first corner, and then it's a chatos with the other two, right? Sog die Gemara, a gute Kashi, ein Achanami, Reb Shimon ish Mitzvah. I'll agree to you that an Oilas Tomid is a hybrid. Should be partially Chatos, partially Oilas and Chatos. So just do Velitin Shtayim Shena. Do it completely like a Oilas. Do the first two corner, the second two corners, and then don't be so cheap. Go around to all four corners and make Zvikas like a Chatos. So do it as a complete Oilas, and then do it as a Chatos. Litein shtayim shein arba kemaisa oila, va'alma shein arba kemaisa chatos. Yer Gemara, just do it that way. So di Gemara nein, loy matzinu damim shemechaprim vechoyzrin umechaprim. Once you did the oila dikazrika, you can't go back and do the Chatos dikazrika, because it was already chal kabora achas shalahen v'choizu mechaprim kabora acheres. Rashi says, can't go back, which is really something very hard to understand the Gemara. If that would be the din of zrika, this would be a zrika of eight of doing two plus four, so it would be six. So it's not finished until you do the last four. That would be a plain simple balabat to shikasha. What is the problem? Just do it that way. So I saw some achronim in this discussion. Okay. V'chi motzinu. Oh, now fake the Gemara kasha. V'chi motzinu. Where do we ever find? The Gemara is asking another kasha. Loi motzinu chayma. Fake the Gemara. V'chi motzinu. You're worried about motzinus. Fake the Gemara. V'chi motzinu domim. Shechetzion chatos. V'chetzion oila. You're worried about matzinus. Well, you're creating a new hybrid carbon that doesn't exist. Elo, al-kohon, hikishon ha-kosef. The Torah put it into one pasuk to make this an interesting carbon. Ha-chinami. Bal-kohon, hikishon ha-kosef. It might be my kasha, like I said, from the achrayim. You say it's not. Maybe this is the way. The Torah wants it.
But who says that's the way?
He says it has to have both. So he made it half and half. Make it whole and whole. Right. Elamai, you tell me whole and whole. Loi matzinu. Sakta loi matzinu this. Sakta varna. Awesome. When you do it, and you do it two, you do one corner, and then you do the other one as the four. Awesome. When you do half and half. Pisuk maton is ma'almihi. Okay, it's just a question of how to do it. But over here, if you're doing it double is out of the box. How do you do something about it?
Pisuk maton
is. Zograshi. Pisuk ma, bidiramasko, pisuk maton is ma. Hoyel ushteyem bekeren echos, enkan oichoches maise chatos. It never fully becomes a chatos. The Gemara is trying to say like a very interesting thing. Really, an oila also needs all four. There's just a minimized way, an economic way of doing it, one corner and then the other corner. But really, it needs four sides. There's a shortcut on the four sides. So now if I'm doing one corner and then I'm doing the other ones a full two, I could still see oila in it. It's not totally out of the realm of oila. That's the way Rashi learns it. Masha Enkein, if I would do two and two and then come around with the full chatos, that's already, I already did it. In the... It's not because of chatos.
So why can't I say that way?
No, because we have matzino. This is also... So no, it could be we're not throwing off mechaprin. But the pshat is, don't say loy matzino on two and two. Which really, I don't know what the din would be according to this Gemara. What would be the din by a regular oila if instead of putting it corner and corner, you did all four? Is the corner and corner only a economic shortcut? I don't mean economic. I mean like it's a minimization to do it in a shortcut or not. So the Gemara, no hakashe. So imkein. Nesiv achas sheishtayim lemato. כמייסה אוילו, ושתיים שאין שתיים, למיילו כמייסה חתו. Now comes the Gemara with a new... The Gemara doesn't ask it straight out. You're in the wrong venue. Selamai, you should do. Which really this Gemara...
If you're splitting them up, you should do it then.
No, the Gemara is almost saying, since you're seeing it, so because it will come down. Maybe if you do it on top as the Chados, you would still be seeing Oilo. So, therefore, you could accomplish Oila by even doing it on the top.
So, this is a...
So, Gemara, nein, loy matzinu domim shechetzion le'maylo vechetzion le'mato. That, again, loy matzinu. Frank, Gemara, v'loy. So, you never find such a thing as half and half. This half and half of a corner and two sides, we can still argue it. And still pisuk. See Oila.
Because of the Pisuk.
Mashenke, when it comes to Elamayla Lamato, that would be different. So, Gemara Veloi, you don't find half and half. But Tanan, listen to this Gemara. Later in the Mishnah, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Dama Par, he was Mazer Mimenu Achas Lamayla. V'sheva lemato. The Torah, so you have to go back to the pasuk in the Torah. V'hiza be'etzboi al pnei hakapoyris. U'lefnei hakapoyris yaze sheva po. So what do we learn it from? What do we learn it from? Since it says v'hiza be'etzboi al pnei hakapoyris, that's up.
Seven
on the bottom. So we see a split. It's like the Gemara. Kim Matzlif. This is what we say in the davening on Yom Kippur. Now, what does it mean, Kim Matzlif? Everything was on the bottom. The question was, does the Hazor Rishayna was towards the top, going like this with his finger up, and the other ones were the guns going on the bottom. My Kim Matzlif. Machvei Reb Yehuda, Chavei, he showed Litalmida. You know, the Gemara, he has used an interesting lashon. In the Targum, Chavei is to show, right? So, Memele Kemangende, that when somebody's a Shliach Bezdin who's giving Malkus, he goes like this. From the top, not from the bottom. So the first one you go to top, the second one, the other seven you go like up.
Yeah, how's that like Malkus? That's because it's...
Malkus is Zu Lamata Mizu. He goes on the Make on the first one. Umake V'yayr Achas Lamata Mechaveta.
That's something to do with underhand and overhand.
Tana Vishayne had to be different. I don't know. We have to see Tosfos. So what does Rashi say on Kematzlif? Haile mato ule mailo. The toni loya emtso koi. Al rishoyin enos entchila kapi mailo. Rashi doesn't say my pshat with upper arm or under. It's just one on top and seven underneath it. So betois is divra maschol kematzlif. Betois says...
It's not really over the top.
Right, there's nothing matzlim, has nothing to do with lemaylo mato. That's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara, kematzlim, frek toisus teima, b'may Torah, what was the havamina? Maylo mina kapoyres, v'hog behed yitnan bo hachi kematzlim in the Mishnah. L'kamon b'perikoy tzia loy, loy yimachavan loy lemaylo v'loy lemato, Elo kematzlif, yishloi mashabol etaretz, tahai kematzlif, haynu kemeganda. Hakoyl b'mokam echod, shepirish b'orach kemenagdo, shoyemaze, shemeirim yodoi, ve'inoy make ad sheyered. I don't know. Tosis is the one who brings this difference.
Yeah, What's the discussion? Vemeta?
Yeah. Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat that by the makas it goes to a different places where the person got hit. 39 different places. It's more about the oifen, the way, the action of doing it. So that's what Tosis says. First, the Gemara thought kematzlif would mean lemailo lemato, just like Rashi's. What the Gemara thought. The Gemara's teretz is it's not kilmailo lemato. It's the oifen. It's the way that you're doing it. Tosis is different than Rashi. Now the Tosis Shonim asks, we never find anywhere Masechta Makis that you gave Makis in an interesting way. We never found that. So Tosis Taki asked that. That's what was bothering us probably Tosis. And that's what the... I see it in the... If you look in the Tosis, Yishonim Divrei HaMaslo Mimagnin HaPirsh B'Kundris Kemal Kezeh Sheni Roitz Lakez Arboim Echad V'Koshe She'ein Zem Mefurish B'Shum Mokim B'Talmud. He says like Tosis. I don't know, Rashi had must be a Makar, that there was such a way. I don't know, I don't see it anywhere. I have to see it in the thing. So the Gemara, Frank, the Gemara Veloi? Is it possible you're telling me that there's never Dumim that half are on top or half on the bottom? For Tanan, we're going to see it later. He's a mimenu. Part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim was mixing together the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer, right? And then from that Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer, you amaze it together. He's a mimenu al tiaroi shel hamizbeach sheva peomi.
Right.
It says in the pasuk, "V'hiza olov min adom betz boy, sheva pomim v'tiaroi v'kitchoi mitumos bnei Yisrael." It's really a play on words. That pasuk v'tiaroi just means it's going to become tahor, but we darshin al tiaroi shel hamizbeach. The Gemara darshins sheva pomim. Frek di Gemara. My love, afligay de mizbeach, kida amri inchi, tiaroi tiaro.
Afternoon.
Like it's the afternoon of the afternoon. Vupalge di eime, chatzois, in the day is called vitiaroi. So therefore, you have to do it exactly in the middle. So therefore, al korchach, some would go down, some would come up. So Rashi, tiaroi, the last Rashi on the other. So Ryan Balgia, ukiven the sheva azois avi amaze iefshel etzamza. Rashi's baraka. Maybe it's in the middle, not on the top and on the bottom. Shaloye mem lemaylo lemata. Invariably, since iefshel etzamza, it's going to be half and half. Amarav Barshila Loi. That's not the pshat in Tiara. Agufe de Mizbeach. It's talking about on the top of the Mizbeach. Teto Kohen Gadol would put it on today for the Torahs, and then next to it on the top, on the Mizbeach Hapnimi, he would put these seven. Diksiv. How do we know that Tiaroi means the top? Also state in the Pasik, in Parshas Mishpotim, Ukeetzem Hashomayim Latoyar. It's coming to teach us that not of avizing the soil. They were so
clearly.
So now to see it clearly somehow denotes clearing, the top.
Clearing them, the top of them is back.
Clearing the top. It's a different kind of a. So Grashi al Gaga, my Loshin Tiaroi al Shem. Shemitayer umefane hakitoires, shenisraf alov baboike, vitoiseyu eilech veeilech umazal mokim agiloi, kidixivu keetzem hashomayim la toyar kemoile taher. So it's not going on this tiaroi, It's tohar means clean. So therefore you moved it, is what comes out. So I just wanted to say b'derech drush. What is the tamid b'derech drush mamish? Why is the tamid a chatos and an oila? So I said, I once saw from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he writes, t'midim umusafim kehil chasa. A person's life, the karbana symbolizes a person's life. Tamid is what you always do. In rote. What do you say that? Musaf is always when you have special occasions. So he says you have to, a person needs both. He has to be magdish to Hashem, his tmidius. And he has to also, when he has special, he has to also be, he has to live his life with both those things. So I said, comes out, tamid has a little bit of a chesaron. There's a chesaron, it turns into mitzvah zan moshe milmodav, turns into like rote. And but it's also, it's very important, tamid, because that's what keeps your life in check and keeps you mesuda, and it keeps you connected to Hashem. So the tmidius could be a maile, and it could be a chesaron. That's why when we bring the carbon tamid, it has to have an oila, like an aliyah dik apart, and a chatos to say that sometimes I turn too much into mitzvah samoshim lamoda. That's why maybe the tamid needs.
Be careful, like,
right? It's a balance. So maybe that's no shivanish mitzvah. I don't know. Yeah. This is shivanish mitzvah.
But the Bob said in regard to just
the pasuk t'mid the davening t'midim umusafim kihil chasam. I once saw him bring it down. T'midim umusafim kihil chasam. Each one has its own part, and you have to fuse both of them together.
They say that's why the churban was first thing that got broken was
the tamid. Tamid is always it's a challenge to keep the fire in the tamid. So the Gemara Maishno, the Yoiv, according the Gemara is taking this Reb Shimonish mitzvah all the way, according to Reb Shimonish mitzvah. So then, what did we do? Maishno the Yoiv oile bereishiv all the Yoiv dechatos. So first you do the corner, which is maise oile. And the second one is chatos. Nesiv bereisha. Why don't we do first the two sides? V'hoda nesiv the oila.
How many kashas that we say it's an oilas tamid.
No, because there's a klal in the Torah. Chatos is kaidim laila. So the Gemara is seeing this as a real chatos and an ela. So therefore, it would be that din. So Gemara, nah, exactly your teretz. Kiven, in essence, it's an oila. We're just imposing on the oila some maise chatos. So memela, since the Torah calls it oilas tamid ba'har Sinai, he kadma bereisha, the Torah's oila sheboy comes first. Freik di gemore u maishno. Di yoev nastam mizrochis tzvoinis u marovis deroimis. Nesif, why don't you put the two kronos on Droimis Mizrochis, Vehodar Tzvoinis Marovis? So the Gemara Amri, Oile Teuno Yisoid, the ones that I'm doing in the corner as an Oile, you have to also accomplish by an Oile, the Pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbach Ho Oile. That you've direct the dam has to be the yisoid is underneath it. Ukeren deraim is mizrochis loy havi le yisoid. Was just answering a yisoid. So the gemore maishno di yoiv bereisha mizrochis svoinis vahoda marav is driving is neze bereish marav is droimis vahoda mizrochis dvoinis. I'm not sure of this kasha.
Because you're going the other way. Why don't you go
right.
The other way? It's a famous
kasha. No, then I guess you wouldn't see the chatosness, but l'chayra you're going to see, if you do it the other way, you're going to see the chatos first. And we got finished learning that the chatos first is no good.
You could do on the other side, though.
With his yisoid also.
Oh.
So the Gemara, given the Omar Mar Kol Pinois Shata Pena in the Beis Hamikdash, Lo Yovi Yoyu El Derech Yemin LeMizra, Pereisha Bahu, right? Pereisha Upoga. So what is that? Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So first you do Kol Poinu Shata Poinu, and then Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs.
The worst kasha is you should make a left when you get off the keves.
Right.
No, you make a right.
Right. So Tosfos Rashi is a kasha, Ayishechtet Betzafayim Hazara. So therefore Rashi has to say that, but the Hakofes HaMizbeach starts from the Durham side. Tosfos thinks of Chavrashi. And since the Tzofen is not Ma'akev, I don't know, we'll have to see if we'll have a chance to Tosfos. So the Gemara, so where did Reb Shimon learn this out? Usir izim echod lechatos la'Hashem. Al oilas hatom ed Yosef and Iskoi. Uvemai deboilo hu dekoma rachmono ovid bo maise chatos. That's what he learned it out. Umimai deboilu dekom rachmon ovid b'amai sechatos. That's what he learned. V'dilma bechatos u dekom rachmon ovid b'amai seoilo. So the kavonis haposuk would be usir izim lechatos aloi lasatomit. So the shema korban would still be the chatos. So the gemara lo isal kedai tachnei. They ksiv al oilas atomid yosem and iska. Vaikam rachmona, midi de chatos, shodi a oilo. You're putting the chatos onto something which was already an oilo. Yeah, others say different pshat, but I think Rashi's pshat is a clear pshat. So it's called an oilo, and that's what comes out into the Gemara. So that's what, till here, I already learned. And now we'll have to learn together the next piece of the Gemara. So this is the cheshbon of the Gemara, that this oila is an it is oila is hatom.
Just thinking, Rosh Chodesh, you do this on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is schatches. That's why we.
Oh, that's why. That's why the gilui is here. But we're doing it only this oila.
The reason why we do
this is not by every talmid according to Shimon HaShamitzvah. Or the gilui is by.
The gilui is on every, but I'm saying.
But the lim.
Why we gilui on was on Rosh Chodesh.
That's right, because Rosh Chodesh is the Ischachus.
Yeah.
Tanan Hosam. We also learned in our Mishnah. And it's a Mishnah in Tumid, so we'll come back to our Mishnah. Omer lehem ha-memuneh. Every morning when there was a carbon tumit, the mamuna would say to that mishmar of kayanim, who was zoicha to do it, tzu v'viyu tleh me'lishkas beis hatloyim. So there was a place where they kept these animals that would be called, that should be muchen la'akrov. Baloi lishkas atloyim hoisa b'miktsoyat svoynis marovis. So here we really need a map of the base amigdosh. Va'arba lishkas hoisha, achas lishkas atloyim, ashkas echas lishkas hachoisamois. Right. To have what he needs for the minchas nesochim, achas lishkas beis hamoikit. So we see from that Mishnah, Shalishkas Atloyim was on the Tzad Tzofun Mayriv of the Beis Hamikdosh. Ay Vereminut is another Mishnah, Mesechtes Midos. Arba Lishkas Ayu LeBeis Hamoiket. What does that mean? The Beis Hamoiket was half and half. Shtayim b'kodesh, u'shtayim b'chol. That doesn't mean that whole area where there were the four booths which took care of the place was half and half. V'roishe pispesin, and they used to put down like some wood to demark which is bein hakodesh ulal bein hachol. U'ma'oyu misham shois, these lishkois. My rav is drayim is hoya lishkois shel tloyim, for the carbon, where they would put away for the thing. Drayim is mizrachis, he lishkois shois melechem aponim. Mizrachis drayim is bogin, they beis chashmur avinim is beis shuz malchiyav. Betzvayin is yardin lebeis hatfil. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the lishkois hatloyim was my rav is drayimis. And our Mishnah said, Tzvaynis. Okay. It's pushing an architectural issue, how to see it. Omar Rav, who ne'eman tane midos? Who was the one who taught us Mesechtas midos? Nebelezer ben Yankiv he. So he yelled that way. The Tanan, as it's noshim, he said, Arich me'u shloshim v'chomish. Arich me'u shloshim v'chomish. V'arba lishkoi z'oye b'arba m'zosu. So the Gemara brings Lishkois Beis Shem Anya. We'll have to see that, and we'll go through the Gemara. Very good. Flag is on. Soon get a little.